Jeremy Bradley here, back live from Quebec City. Quebec.jbonair.com is where we've got all of the pictures and the fun that we've been having here. Strolling through town, I'm with my wonderful tour guide. And Michelle, we've got this incredible European vibe, atmosphere, ambiance. There's so many words that you can use to describe Quebec City. What would be the one word that you would use?
Well, I would say the most European city in Canada, or maybe even North America. It's a city that's very friendly. It's very French, but also very English, because in the heart of the city, because of all the tourists we receive, most people will be bilingual, so there's no problem here.
Mm-hmm. And it's just, you know, you've got the streets are European. I can't even describe it. The picture is Quebec.jbonair.com. And especially with Christmas lights everywhere and just that feeling that you're in this European city, but you're not. You're in Canada. And so tell me the things that we are going to be looking at today then as we've gone through. We saw
Montmorency Falls.
We saw the falls. We got pictures of that. And you were saying that now you can actually zip line over that in the summer, right?
Yes, in the summer you can zip line, you can via ferrata the falls, the cliff around the falls. You also can come and just relax on the falls. You can walk the boardwalk. You can go up and down the stairs for exercise. People come here just to exercise. There's 460 steps that bring you up the cliff, so you can just go up and down these stairs and you'll be in real good shape when you finish. You could go to the manoir. There's places here for venues, weddings. You can get married at the falls. There's a fabulous restaurant, too, that's open there in the summertime. Well, I would say 8 months of the year it's open, the restaurant. They close at this time of, in November they will close because it's the time when they want to renovate everything and retouch everything to see if everything's going well. But apart from that, it's just open to the public all the time. So it's a beautiful spot to come to. So we started with the falls. Then we went back to the city, and naturally Jeremy wanted to taste all this wonderful poutine.
We're going to talk about the poutine. We've got to get back to the music. So we will talk about our 12 days of poutine right after this.
Okay.